hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Wednesday, 17 December 08. And we'll continue our conversation here with Jason Hommel, SilverReport.com. And I just want to throw this in here, folks, speaking before Congress, I have computer-itis. I'm going to throw this computer out the window. Okay, here we go. Speaking before Congress in 1957, Nevada Senator George W. Malone stated, "I believe that if the people of this nation fully understood what the Congress has done to them over the last 49 years," we're talking about 1957, so we're talking about 1908, 1909, in that range, "they would move on Washington. They would not wait for an election. It adds up to a preconceived plan to destroy the economic and social independence of the United States." Now, what distinguishes these times from all prior American history is the hubris, the global moneyed fraternity coming out of the shadows of openly declaring dictatorial powers as the solutions for the problems that they themselves have created. It is the Mac Daddy, ladies and gentlemen, of the Hegelian dialectic. We create the problem. We're demonstrating every day of your life right now how bad the problem is, and voila, we're going to show up as the savior. Now, you may not like it, but, well, considering the enormity of the problem, drastic action must be taken. And who's coming in? Oh, my God in heaven. You thought George Bush was bad. Oh, well, this guy was a little Nero Nittler. Ah, but Mr. Obama, and I will not call him President Obama, his perfect placement for this next phase of the destruction and subsequent communization of America. Number one, foreign-born, a product of the Chicago crime syndicate. He's going to do what he's told to do. Anyone evidence of this? His immediate pick for chief of staff was Rahm Israel Emanuel, a dual citizen of Israel and known for his foul mouth and viciousness toward any opposition. The administration will play the race card as deftly as Israel plays the anti-Semitism card to get what it wants. In the opening salvos, Obama has said that we've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, and just as well funded as the U.S. military. Emanuel himself has said we're going to have universal civil defense training somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25. You will do 3 months of training, but there can be nothing wrong with all Americans having a similar experience. And even Obama has proposed, from birth, folks, to five-year-old preschool indoctrination programs under the guise of free federal daycare to help working mothers. The latchkey children that were destroyed, I mean, the family structure was destroyed. We've got to empower women. Every time I hear this empower women, they're actually talking about the destruction of the family unit, which is the backbone of this country. The Obamanation is just around the corner on January 29th, folks. Katie, bar the door and try to pull yourself up by those proverbial bootstraps. We'll be right back.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, Jason Hommel, just to remind people politically what they can expect on the landscape here with the Obama nation taking over, if you take a look at who he's gathered around him, just the plethora of the Bilderberg Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission people, and these are all the people that were pushing for world government. And this is not a conspiracy theory anymore. This is a conspiracy that's flat out in the open. The destruction of this country, and economically I've contended for more years than I care to count, that this wasn't going to be because of terrorism or a biological attack or a backpack nuke or anything of that nature. That was for the gullible public to get them to institute a police state in this country. But for the thinking and wiser people out there, they saw that the only way that they can bring this about to look as if the government is, well, pretty much faultless, is to do this in an economic crash and a consolidation of power, of which they're doing right now. Jason, are you still with me?
I'm still with you. John, the most scary thing I've heard coming out of the Democratic Congress that exists right now is the fact that they've already begun discussing total confiscation of IRAs and 401k plans and replacing your assets with U.S. bonds, contrary to the wills of people who do have the power currently to invest in whatever they want, such as gold and silver coins held in their IRA accounts. That is just the fact that that was even discussed just shouldn't send a chill down my spine. and has caused me to flat out redeem half of what's in my inherited IRA account, which I get to do with no penalty, fortunately. But the second scariest thing that they've said is the fact that they basically, Obama has said he wants to bring about a civilian army, which is going to be a lot like the SS.
Mm-hmm. Brown shirts.
That's absolutely frightening to people that have heard about that. There's one more thing I just have to tell you, and that is I have an email list of about 85,000 people who read me. Almost all of them are interested in gold and silver precious metals. Not a single one of them, not one of my readers, has ever written to me anything positive about Obama. All I get are hate mails, expose emails, refutations against Obama. Not one supporter of my 85,000 readers. And that is a bit lopsided, but just goes to show you something.
Well, there were millions and millions and millions, much more than you can ever count, that was spent on Mr. Obama taking the White House. And we had better qualified people. I would have taken a Mitt Romney for the Republican nomination over a John McCain, useless old man that he is, and then to do the coup d'etat, and people in Alaska disagree with me, but I'll tell you what, Sarah Palin, she might be a nice lady, she might govern a state that has more antelope or reindeer than people, but to make it look good, to appeal to some voters and blah blah blah, but she was an airhead. She was an absolute airhead. So we had the fix done, and didn't it absolve a lot of guilt in this country that we have the first black president? Well, he's not black, he's half white. But this is not a race issue. I don't care if the guy was purple with pink polka dots.
The disappointing thing is that nobody judged the man by the content of his character. If they had, he probably would not have been elected president.
Absolutely not. I mean, I pointed out the crime syndicate. I mean, those were his backdoor buds in Chicago. This is just absolutely incredible. And the people that he has surrounded himself with, his transition team, are the absolute worst of the worst controllers that have been in and around in this government for so many years. I dare not even count those. I'm feeling old enough as it is. But here we are with the exact power brokers that had been in and around the administrations for years and years and years. Jason, I want to talk about solution here.
Let's see if there maybe is a bright side to this.
Oh.
And maybe he is so incompetent that he will actually destroy the power of the federal government, which is actually what we want, isn't it? We would rather much have a smaller, more limited government, and maybe he will. Maybe there will be less confidence in the government after this, and maybe the government will have fewer powers to destroy the economy after they destroy it.
Jason, I'm not real comfortable with that idea because I saw as many black people as I saw white people in this country, and I've said on this program, and I will say it again, and I've never had one person argue with me, send me a nasty email, nothing. You know, the issue between blacks and whites in this country, it wasn't because of the diet or the color of the skin. It was because that most people, most blacks in this country, were raised under a socialist system, and that's what they embraced. That what was scary to all other people in this country, not because of the color of their skin. It was, as you just said, the content of their character. And we had a bunch of socialists hanging around. Now we've gotten more people in this country on the bandwagon of socialism. That's because, Jason, they don't understand the fundamental functioning and what our government is and how it's supposed to behave itself. Now they're just voting. They voted this clown in on just a phrase, change.
Change. Who knows what kind of change it will bring, but one of the things I'm hoping is that, well, actually, I said this long before he even got popular enough to win, but I was saying, you know, if actually we had a Democratic person elected, whether it was Hillary or Obama, they would probably spend us into the government into the ground, which would probably be great for gold and silver. So since I'm already positioned to be well protected from what the government is already doing, I will probably benefit even more.
Well, and on a personal self-interested basis, I can be in no more agreement that, and that I've done exactly what you have done, Jason. I have urged people to protect themselves, and that's what the ownership of gold and silver is about. That is a wealth protection, but that is just the protection of the individual. While the country goes up in flames, and this is what I have issue with people that are so damned stupid in this country that they're willing to fall for anything. That's the danger.
Now, I guess there's a newsletter writer by the name of Bill Bonner, and he says that investors don't always get what they expect, but they generally get what they deserve. And if people are too stupid, as you already said, a fool and his money are soon parted, and that's just what they deserve. I mean, if they end up embracing fraud, or making investments in fraud, their money's going to go poof. There's no other way about it. You can't turn fraud into something good. It just doesn't work.
Well, it's already gone poof. And then the smarter ones out there, as we talked earlier about the reverse intelligent quotient here, before the last of their money runs out the back door, you better throw something on it to try to stop it from bleeding totally out. We've talked about this for a long, long time, Jason, both you and I in different venues. But the real issue here is at hand. Is the GDP, and that's not the gross domestic product, that's the generally dumb public, that either A, want to remain ignorant, B, don't want to do what is necessary for self-enlightenment and education, that they're more willing to go along with the huddled masses that are going to be even more huddled and more of the, Barack Obama spending $1 trillion on public works programs. I'm going to get a laid-off guy from Dell Computer that's never had a callus on his hand out along the roadside with a shovel in his hand? Come on. And what wealth does that build? That's nothing. That's throwing money at a structure and an inanimate object that produces nothing else. It's a money hole that will serve as a temporary relief for a few groceries and a few dollars to maybe pay for your hovel, not your house anymore, but some apartment you got to go rent. I mean, Jason...
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, handouts don't work. The big money giveaway that they gave to the American public in the spring was just simply duplicated or they outdid themselves by, another factor of 100 by their giveaway to the banks. Neither one is going to do anything other than destroy the power of the dollar, which, I have to, at this point, since they're not doing anything good with it as it is, it's probably going to be a good thing, except for all the innocent American people who have held on to dollars for 50 years, older people who hold on to bonds. These are people who are going to be blindsided.
And that's
but those are the people. But those are the people. Let's be fair now. Who have supported this system all along, their entire lives.
That's right.
And have not done anything to change it.
They
will get what they deserve.
That is the real tragedy.
I find it very hard to say that. It's easier for me to say that since my father passed away in 2004, because he's of that generation. I was fortunately able to convince both him and my grandmother to invest in silver before they passed away, and it did improve their financial standing. But they only saw silver rise to $7 an ounce before they passed away. They both passed away in the same year, in 2004. Sad to say.
Well, and my wife that just recently visited her father, here's a guy that's 74, 75 years old that thinks that maybe Barack Obama is what this country needs. But see, this is the ignorance level that we're fighting. Ignorance, folks, that is the absence of fact. That is the absence.
Well, I said the same thing, only to the point to the fact that maybe he'll destroy the federal government, destroy the power of the dollar, and... maybe that can be a good thing.
Well, but what's going to happen at that end? That we will have mass rioting, we will have chaos, we will have martial law, and then after that, either the Second American Revolution or the complete destruction of this country, of which in neither case I'm looking forward to. And again, I'll go back to the intelligent quotient.
Let's look at the bright side. When Argentina had a collapse of their dollar and it lost 75% of their value nearly overnight,
hold on,
that's why it's only lasted a week or so.
Was Argentina $125, $130 trillion in the hole? We got a break, Jason. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out that school? That's what
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got time here for one call. Before I go to that caller, I want to remind people, folks, we're in the education business. That's what we're here for. This is not for fame, fortune. Fortune, my eyeball. If you want to make any money, don't do it in radio. We're here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's for the education of our fellow Americans. And one of the best ways, and we just discovered a couple of cases of America freedom to fascism. You were aware that we were cut off of the supply of those, not allowed to sell the promotional copies anymore, and they want $9.99, but we still have a couple of boxes of the Freedom to Fashion promo copies for $1.25. That's what we bought them for. That's what we're going to sell them for. So you want a stocking stuffer for this Christmas? How about America Freedom to Fascism? Call us at 800-724-2719. Folks, it is our duty and our obligation. Before the foo-foo hits the air-oscillating moving device, to do what we can to minimize the tragedy that lays ahead. Mark in Texas. Mark, we only got a couple minutes.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Jason, what I'm thinking is, you were saying that hopefully that if we get Obama in, you know, we'll realize how bad it is, and then we can get another conservative. Oh, buddy, I looked at Jan and Reno under Clinton. I looked at Alberto Gonzalez under Bush. The two parties keep coming up and saying there's a difference between the two. Frankly, sir, I don't see it.
Well, I don't think that was his argument, Mark.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood him.
I didn't imply to say that hopefully we'll have some good Republicans in there afterwards. I meant to say that, hopefully people will understand and move away from both the two-party system and move away from the dollar system that they support and move towards gold and silver and towards freedom principles as articulated by Ron Paul.
Yeah, because
although he is a Republican, he is really more of a constitutionalist.
Yeah, and I didn't like the moniker that was hung on him, libertarian, because libertarians were more interested in politicizing and running their own stuff. And this guy came out, he wasn't promoting libertarian principle, he was promoting constitutional principle. Which libertarians, I've seen come out with just as much whack stuff as the Republicans or Democrats.
They just stick with the Constitution.
They get bad press, though, only because, the press is good at, poking fun at that.
No, I understand.
Certain ways.
And that'd be the lesser of the three evils, but still... a party that does not absolutely 100% stand on the Constitution, which is not perfect by any means. And that's why I said that it needs to be reinforced, that constantly, rather than looking at this as a living document subject to change, that it be enforced, the rules made even stricter. Mark,
the Constitution was, if it was supposed to be handcuffs for the government, the handcuffs should have been much stronger.
Absolutely. And I'm waiting for the day. And that's what it's going to take, Jason. I hate to say this, but it is going to be a collapse. But I think we can limit the amount of chaos. What we don't need is rioting. What we don't need are hungry, starving people that are willing to do anything for their next daily meal, give up guns, more of their freedom, or whatever the case may be. And the more educated and the calmer and cooler educated minds that we have in this country is what's going to be needed. Because what you're going to see is command and control at the point of a gun. And that's not what we need.
I fully agree with you. You know, part of what's creating the poverty is the fact that they're able to continue to manipulate precious metals prices lower through the endless creation of futures contracts, whereby certain large banks can incredibly threaten and to promise to deliver, say, 130 million ounces of silver into the silver market in a few months, and spend $2 billion to manipulate the price down, and all of a sudden that wipes out the equivalent of, say, $20 billion worth of market capitalization among silver junior stocks, and puts miners out of work, shuts down and closes mines, and destroys the economy. $2 billion spent literally to prop up their $1 trillion system destroys $20 billion in the silver market, and that's what they're doing.
It is
this market manipulation. As some people have said, we don't have any markets anymore; it's only manipulation.
That's it. It is the free market principle was thrown out along with the Constitution, the baby, and the bathwater. Jason Hommel, your website silverreport.com. You have
Silverstockreport.com.
I'm sorry, my error, silverstockreport.com. That'll be on the archives, and we'll have a link over to your site. You've got 85,000 people on your email list. Hopefully it'll double within the next year.
Awesome.
All right.
That's what our plans are.
Hey, we've got to keep growing the people that are growing and disseminating the information. Jason Hommel, I thank you, sir, and we'll have to have you back.
Thank you very much. It was a fun show.
All righty. Thanks again. I got a guest coming up here, folks, in the next half hour. And, it's a new paper that's out, USA Tomorrow. Ooh, I like that. We got USA Today. Well, just filled with all the propaganda. But we're going to have a new paper on the block, and it's called USA Tomorrow. So we'll be speaking to these individuals here in just a couple of moments. I will not take any calls for the balance of the hour, obviously. So just stay tuned. We're going to have some more people in the battle for truth, justice, the American way, mom, pop, apple pie, and Chevrolet or Toyota or Ford. Or maybe it'll be a new government car. It'll be the K-Mobile. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com or call toll-free 800-610-2770, 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Just for a little bit of information out there, folks, the abomination, the change that's coming. Here's the laundry list. Tim Geithner, Treasury Secretary, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, President and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, Director of the Policy Development for the IMF, member group of the 30 or the G30. He was employed at Kissinger and Associates, architect of the recent 2008 financial bailouts, mentored by Lawrence Summers and Robert Rubin. Paul Volcker, Economic Recovery Advisory Board, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, North American Chairman of Trilateral Commission, Federal Reserve Chairman during the Carter and Reagan administrations, President of the Fed Reserve Bank of New York, G30 member, Chairman of Rothschild Wolfenson Company, key figure in the collapse of gold standard during the Nixon administration, longtime associate of the Rockefeller family, Rahm Emanuel, Chief of Staff, member of the Israeli Defense Force, staunch Zionist, Senator, Board of Directors for Freddie Mac, member of the Bill Clinton's Finance Committee, made $16.5 million during the 2.5 years as an investment banker for Wasserstein Perella. His father was a member of the Israeli Ergun terrorist group. Lawrence Sumner's National Economic Council, Bilderberg Council on Foreign Relations, Trilat Commission, Treasury Secretary during Clinton Administration, Chief Economist at World Bank, former President of Harvard University, Brookings Institute Board Member, huge proponent of globalization while working for the IMF, and protege of David Rockefeller, mentored by Robert Rubin. David Axelrod, Senior Advisor, political consultant whose past clients include Senators Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, and Christopher Dodd, main Obama fixer in the William Ayers and Reverend Wright scandals. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilat Commission, clandestine CIA asset used to infiltrate the anti-war movement at Yale University, and the Watergate hearings, senior partner at the Rose Law Firm, key figure in a MENA drug trafficking affair, architect of the Waco disaster, implicated in the murder cover-up of Vince Foster, and many other deaths. Joe Biden, Vice President, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, U.S. Senator since 72, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, current chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, strong Zionist sympathizer, recently told Rabbi Mark S. Golub of Shalom TV, "I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist." Here I make the distinction, folks. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm just anti-Zionist. Bill Richardson, Commerce Secretary, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, former U.S. Congressman, Chairman of the Democratic National Convention in 2004, employee of Kissinger Associates, U.N. Ambassador, Governor of New Mexico, Energy Secretary, major player in the Monica Lewinsky cover-up in the Bilderberg luminary, Vernon Jordan, Robert Gates, Defense Secretary, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, former CIA Director, Defense Secretary under President Bush, co-chaired CFR Task Force with Zbigniew Brzezinski, knee-deep in Iran-Contra scandal, named in a 99 class action lawsuit pertaining to the MENA drug trafficking affair. Tom Daschle, Health Secretary, Bilderberg, Council on Foreign Relations, former Senate Majority Leader, Citibank lackey, mentored by Robert Rubin, Eric Holder, Attorney General, key person in the pardon of racketeer Mark Rich, Deputy Attorney General under Janet Reno, facilitated the pardon of 16 Puerto Rican Falun terrorists under Bill Clinton. Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security Director. Here's another goodie. Council on Foreign Relations, Arizona Governor, attorney for Anita Hill during the Clarence Thomas hearings, U.S. Attorney during the Clinton administration, instrumental in the OKC cover-up, where she declared, "We'll pursue every bit of evidence and every real lead," described as another Janet Reno, soft and illegal immigration, pro-amnesty, driver's licenses, blah, blah, blah. Susan Rice, ambassador, I could go on here, but my guest is waiting. But I just wanted to give you what the abomination change is going to look like. Folks, this is the power brokers of power brokers, and Obama is going to give you change. Yeah. I have with me Jeff Lawrence, new newspaper in town, kids. And I like the title of this one. We already have USA Today. But how about USA Tomorrow? Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing?
Very good, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Information is the key, is it not, to the generally dumb public we have out there?
I would say so. Just got off the phone with Coach Dobmeier about an hour ago, and he said, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I think that sums it up pretty good.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. We have a lot of people in this country that are either, and I don't like to be too hard on them, because there's been a lot of duplicity, a lot of lying, and a lot of scamming going on. If we were to have an honest government that paid strict adherence to the Constitution, how many problems will we not see in the country today?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I have this, make a long story very short, 47 years of age now. When I was 14, I became a Christian at that time, and just sensed, didn't have a special Paul on the road to Damascus type of experience, but I sure just sensed that someday I would be throwing newspapers on doorsteps, and that dream came true just a few months ago on the 4th of July out in a little town in Hollister, California, and a little group of about 10 people, and we threw the first copy up on the doorstep of a house I had lived in when I was a little kid in the 60s, and from that day forward until now, we've put out about 640,000 copies in Texas, Minnesota, Oklahoma, California, and a little drop in Arizona so far.
Now, to run a newspaper, and this is going to be a publication, and how many times is this going to be generated? Is it a weekly, a monthly? What is it?
It's we want wanted to start out with it being once every 5 to 6 weeks. That's been quite a challenge to maintain even that, mm-hmm. and I've stretched it to once every 2 months. Our first edition came out 4th of July, just a couple days before the 4th of July. We got out and made our distribution and got started in California. And then we had a second edition that came out just a couple days prior to the Rally for the Republic with Ron Paul up in Minneapolis, and that turned out pretty good. We got a good 68 to 70,000 copies distributed, not only at the event, probably 25,000 at the event. We had a lot of folks just take 500 to 1,000 or so of the copies home with them. We were given permission to put a copy on every chair inside that rally, and there was about 10,800 people there at that event. So a good 11,000 were used up at the event, and then another 13, 14,000 were given out. Just people taking big chunks of the paper home with them. But to do it every 5 or 6 weeks is a bit. I'm in a transition point right now. It's a lot of work to maintain what I already have going on, and with our currency trading business investment company and the newspaper at the same time. So we're just now publishing our third edition, and Route for the Republic was right about 3 months ago. So we're a little slow on the third edition, but that'll speed up once we get into the new year coming up here.
You know, this reminds me of as you're talking about this, it's almost like the letters of correspondence. Or during the formation of this country, we had kind of a newsletter type deal that went out to people called Common Sense.
Right.
So this is hauntingly familiar. And it is real hard. Now we're seeing newspapers around the country. Now we know, and we can surmise why the publications, the great newspapers. I just heard the other day that the Detroit News, it's been publishing papers since I don't know when, is only going to go down to like a 3-day public format. In other words, those papers to be thrown on a doorstep only 3 days a week. In this country, I mean, sure, it's a lack of advertising and so on and so forth, but we have watched the just the absolute, I don't know exactly what to call it, but people are backing away from publications that are not giving. I mean, they're giving them the news, you know, what people have been conditioned to believe is the news, but it really seeks no hard ask questions to the real serious core problems that we have, let alone right. any possible solution. They've been walking away from news outlets like CNN and MSNBC and Fox News by the droves, because people are realizing, Jeff, that this is, I said this during an interview with a prior guest, Jason Hommel. I said, every morning I have to get my, it's like self-flagellation process. I have to dial in to CNN and Fox News to see what they're not talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, very much so. I think that just a quick comment on your first comment about newspapers trimming down or even going out of business. I've kept my finger on that pretty closely, and there's even a web page. I forgot the actual web address, but got there my favorites, and I look at that thing about once every couple of weeks, and I always see another one or two or three newspapers on that list, and it's a web page that shows how to get another job in another newspaper because the one that you're working for closed down. It's pretty much that's what the website is about, and it's some people that are journalists, and they're counting how many newspaper jobs are being lost per state, and it's tremendous. For me to go into the newspaper. Looking at the whole natural realm of things, to go into the newspaper business at this time in our country is not really a good economic decision. However, I think to address the second point you made, people are I don't think Americans are stupid. They're misinformed, and I think what they're getting on the internet over the last several years has opened their eyes to the fact that what they get over the mainstream media is not honest, and so they have dropped off by the droves, and of course that pulls, you know, if you get a reader that's also a potential advertiser with your publication, you lose him as a subscriber and as a financial support through his advertising, so you're getting hit twice there, and whereas what we're doing, I'm financing it with my own company. We're basically starting out just to get going, just starting out, and let people get a feel for the content of what we have, and from that, well, I know we'll get support as we go down the line. It's been overwhelming. I the first 5 months have we're going to rework me over my health wise. I've had a hard time getting proper rest the first from July till about a month and a half ago. I have been run ragged. The interest is extremely high, and the type of content that we cover it covers a broad base of what I think the readers out there want to learn about. I don't compromise on what the story really is about, and if that steps on toes, well, maybe y'all need to wake up a little bit more and pay attention to what's going on around you with your government and what's happening in our country.
Well, and I'm looking online here, your USA Tomorrow, and I like the header here, exposing issues that face us today, tomorrow, and beyond. And,
right.
And some of the writers that I see here, Paul Craig Roberts, Chuck Baldwin, D.V. Kidd, I mean, you've got top-notch people that are going to be writing for this. And I don't know, I mean, Dr. Edwin Vieira, I mean,
right.
Geez, I mean, you've got the list of the heavies here that are going to be writing for this, but I don't see that this has to be a weekly public or a daily publication, because
no.
You want to talk about cost-intensive, try spitting on an issue every single day. But the argument that I've always had, and I've been told that internet, well, that's fine and dandy. Try doing something. You've got your laptop. You're going to leave that on the physician's reading table when you go to the doctor's? No, but I'll tell you what you can do. After you read your edition of this newspaper, you can leave that laying there for somebody else to read. The printed word is not dead, is my point, Jeff.
Absolutely. I think, from the research that I've done, I've found that folks that are about 37 to 40 years of age and younger, they're more accustomed to the computer aids, the Internet, gathering news from there, and at the same time, they will still put more credence in what they read in a booklet or in a newspaper than what they actually read on the Internet. What I've also found is that people about the age of 40 and older absolutely trust more of what they would read in a newspaper than they would on the Internet. And that, of course, is that we have presented to them at least a couple of issues. Like whenever somebody calls in and asks to have a couple of papers sent to them, we'll send them one copy of each of our two editions that we put out. And that's two editions of 24 pages, and it's loaded. Each edition is loaded with a real mix of stories. And so they can get those two editions and get a feel for our content. And at that point, they wouldn't mind. Our subscription price is only $20 for six editions as they come out. So, if it takes us 6 weeks to do an edition, or 2 months, or 2.5 months, they're just paying for those six editions. But it's the content that I know for a fact, especially the baby boomer generation will and are loving. They're loving the content. We have, I must say, 800 plus emails that have come in specifically on that issue alone, just complimenting, hey, thank you for the content. It's straightforward, stepping on some toes here and there, but I think we've become too much of a soft society when we can't deal with something that might rub against what we've been taught all our life.
Yeah? Well, hooray for the Internet and the kids that can text and that they can still spell. I think that's I think that's a good thing, but I've always contended, Jeff, that it's the new and up and coming generation is going to be the inheritors of this country, and if we, the older ones and more established people, do not get this thing and refocus. Now here's another problem we face is the focusing of the ideas and the energy, and that's through education. If we're not able to do this, we're not going to save this current generation or any seceding generations.
Very, very true. They have not, they've been trained in public schools, which are really government schools. They've been trained at public universities, which are really government universities. It's a somewhat controlled national media now. So only what they, quote unquote, want the current generation to know, or anyone to know, is what they're hearing. When they hear things, for example, I was 17, and I was working at my dad's little bowling center in California at that time. This is 1979. And we have these bowling leagues that would bowl every night, and the leagues would start at 6:15, and yet the parking outside on Tuesday nights in particular, the parking lot would be all full by about 5:30. And so it became a problem. I know this is telling a strange story, but you'll click here in a minute with me. And then finally one night I went out there on Tuesday night, I went across the way, and it was a meeting hall. There must have been 50 or 60 people in there. And I went in and I said, excuse me, we own the bowling center over here, and there's a problem with the parking. Our people have to drag their bowling equipment a block and a half or two to get to the bowling center because all you guys are taking up the parking space. And I said, well, the guy that the first talked to said, well, I don't know about that. I talked to the director here, but here's what tonight's message is about. And he gave me a book, and it was called The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams.
Yeah.
We all know him, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that was kind of the second step. I had went to Christian schools, three different Christian schools for 5 years, and guess what? In the 70s, they still taught the Constitution at those schools.
Yeah.
So I already had that in me for about 5 years. But then when I read The Energy Non-Crisis, my mind really got opened up to the possibility that something funny was going on with our government. And so I started to be critical of things, healthy criticism, not negative, but healthy criticism, healthy investigation into the news. And so from that day forward, and not a month and a half ago, I saw Lindsay on YouTube, and he has his whole eight-piece series
right.
that I've yet to go through about half of it. The boy, I said, my goodness, he's, by the grace of God, he's still alive.
So, yeah, I've had Lindsay on this program, gosh, a couple dozen times. You know,
I
look at your writers here, Alan Stang. He's on the network for 2 hours. Mark Anderson, he's been on this network. Frosty Woolridge, Edwin Vieira. I mean, I just go down the laundry list, and the very same people that I've interviewed and the people we're associated with are the very same people that are going to be writing for your newspaper. Now, stations, we're skipping the break here, so our online listeners are going to get the benefit of a few added minutes here. But I want to urge people here, and I'm going to do this before the end of the program. You can get a free copy of their newspaper, okay? I said free, and everybody likes free. We want you to take a look at this. We want you to subscribe to this. $20 ain't going to kill you for 6 months. And it is an informational tool in the war against ignorance. Ignorance. That's my word for it. It's not ignorance. It's ignorance. Because a lot of people don't even in this country anymore know how to even spell ignorance.
Right.
But this is a tool, ladies and gentlemen. I've had ongoing battles with weekly or monthly publications, people in this country. Well, they want to go to Internet. They want to go to Internet. And I said, the printed word is not dead. The problem that we've had in this country, that there's not been a proper circulation of the printed material. Once people
right.
find out that there is a publication that they can get a hold of, I mean, we'll start seeing USA Tomorrow at your magazine stores. We'll start seeing them on counters throughout stores throughout the country. People are dying for one thing, Jeff, and that's proper and good and well-researched information.
Correct. Very, very true. I will hold to that. It'll be a tough haul at times. It's been pretty challenging just to get to where we're at now, but mm-hmm. we've had active 5 months of printing and distribution, and so I think our distributor program is very straightforward. You know, just a comment there, John. We send out, you know, folks want to call in, and it's a 24-hour service that we have. They can call in any time of the day or night, and we'll send them a couple of copies first, the first two editions, one each of the first two editions, at no charge. Let them read through it, because I'm a real big believer on, you know, the proper show and tell. And that they read through and get an idea what the content is about, and then about 98% of the time, folks tend to say, "Okay, now I get a gist of what they're doing," and then they can subscribe after that if they want to,
and they'll support it. They'll
sure.
support it. And but my going back again, Jeff, my problem has been for a national newspaper
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if you keep putting the pre-digested, pre-packaged goop that we've been getting for information. You know, it's no wonder that the generally dumb public is cold but stupid, if I can say that. is because they've not been supplied with the proper information. Now, there's an 800 number here, folks, and we're going to put a banner on the website. And as Jeff has said here, that you can get free copies of this just by simply dialing this number. He's got a call service standing by. So if you want to call him at 3 o'clock in the morning, guess what? They'll answer the phone. 800-635-5823. We want this thing to get kicked off, folks, so that's going to take your participation. This gentleman right here today, Jeff Lawrence, is looking, is there interest for my publication? Well, you're going to get really interested if you take a look at the publication. You will be hooked. And this is printed material, folks, that you can share. As I said, it's real hard to plop down, unless you carry a printer with you and your laptop, that you can leave stories here and there. No, the printed information doesn't disappear into cyberspace with a click of a mouse. It is there. So you need to call this number, 800-635-5823. Jeff, we have a couple minutes left. Parting shots for the audience, and I'm going to have you back because I want this thing to fly.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Well, just a quick point. You know, you were saying as far as distribution nationally, and we started our distributor program about 3 weeks ago, and we officially started signing people up with subscriptions so they can call the number that you just gave. One additional number that we have, that number can get really overloaded. We've got papers out all over the place now, and so I'll give one additional number, if you don't mind me giving two numbers there for free, for people to have.
Go ahead.
1-800-398-5161, 1-800-398-5161. And if you wouldn't mind making a note of that, or if you can put that on your web there as well, John.
Absolutely.
We have 3 weeks ago, we started with our distributor program. It's very simple. Kind of looking for separating the men from the boys. Hopefully agree with me on this. A lot of folks want to do a lot of talking out there, and they want to say, well, this and that, we should do this and we should do that. I call them armchair warriors. They're sitting there doing nothing but complaining, and they're not doing anything about helping to fix the problem.
Grousing, yeah.
Well, here is their here is a way that they can get actively involved by becoming a distributor. It's $195. That's just, that tells me that you're serious. I'm not charging people a couple $1,000s. I'm just saying I'm separating those that are serious from curious. Folks who want to subscribe, it's $20 for 6 editions as we print them and get them out to you. And then we have an investing program on top of that. We can send information out to them as well on that too. But basic idea is, if they will be a distributor, we've got 26 distributors so far in just a couple weeks. Just starting to get warmed up with this, and they're scattered around the country. And my goal is to have 5,000 by this time next year, by Christmas next year. I think we can do that.
Oh, I think that's more than doable. And, Jeff, I am one about solutions. And, it's okay to keep redefining the problem. And that goes by way of education. But the real solution to the problems is first to have an educated populace. Because out of the educated ones will then come the solutions and the support for the solutions necessary to take care of the problem.
Absolutely.
It's a very linear process. Identify the problem, garner the support for it, and do away with the problem. Hey.
That's it. I'm looking to liberate about 5,000 people financially so they can be involved with our newspaper.
Right.
And the Ron Paul rally is full-time, so let's go for it.
All right, those numbers again, folks. Round, ready right here. Both 800 numbers, 800-635-5823 and 800-398-5161. The website, usatomorrow.us. But call those numbers, get free copies of their editions. And, folks, let's be a part of the solution rather than the armchair grousers. Jeff Lawrence, we'll have to have you back here real soon, sir. Thank you.
John, I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on.
All righty, sir.